Can you kind of talk about how you pulled off the heist?
Yes.
pulled it off very well. Caught him sleeping, right. I had been in the surfing industry and not being a real good businessman, I just wanted to party and play and all. And I messed up there and I messed up another marriage and I went back to Miami Beach. And I was just sort of one of those low periods. I was game for anything. And some friends of mine were that I'd worked with at Miami Beach at the hotels, at the resorts. And I used to be an acrobatic diver. I taught tennis. I taught dancing. I traveled in the fairs. I traveled with Barnum and Bailey Circus doing high tower diving, 125 feet into a tank of water, 7.5 feet high with 30 feet of gas flame shooting off the top of it. Did some stunt work. You know, I'm ready for anything. And I head back to Miami Beach after living in Cocoa for a few years. Some guy said, "You want to go for a boat ride?" I said, "That works for me." They said, "Well, listen, if we have some problem tonight, we may need you to help us out with the situation." I said, "No problem." I said, "We're going to be in Biscayne Bay. We're going to go over to this island where all these big mansions are." And he says, "If anything happens," they gave me some directions and all. So we pull up to this place in a speedboat, and sure enough, after about 5 minutes, they come running out of this big home next to a golf course, and all jump in the boat, and we take off. And you can see police cars coming. It got busy. Helicopters in the air. He said, "Okay, speed." And he gave me a bag with a zipper lock on it. I jumped in the water, swam about 2 miles across Biscayne Bay, up a canal, where were the big yachts, and I climbed up, went where they told me to go. There was somebody there that met me, and they gave me some clothes, drove me back to the bar where I was hanging out, and that was it. It was fun. I didn't know what it was, but I'm game for anything. And a couple nights later, I'm sitting there wondering how I'm going to pay my bar tab, and a guy put an envelope in my pocket. I went to the bathroom, and I'm standing there pulling out, there's $15,000 in it. Let me tell you what, 1963, that was a lot of money. And so I said, "Hey, what's this?" He said, "Well, look at the paper." He had a paper at the bar there. He pulled up $350,000 jewel robbery that night. And I had taken the jewels and swam across the bay with them and saved the score. And that became fascinating to me. I said, wow, you got some more of this? I like this. And I grew up on ranches and farms, and I had great grandfathers that taught me and parents that taught me that in this great country, it's very, very easy to succeed. It's called homework, hard work, and hanging in there. Do your homework and then work hard. I applied that to being a jewel thief. I did my homework. I talked to the guys. I studied the books. I studied the society columns and all. And shortly thereafter, I was puffing, tough, and driving and styling and having a pretty good life. And like skiers want to ski, Aspen and Vail, they want to ski. The golfers want to play Pebble Beach and the big courses. When you get in that jewel thief thing, it's fascinating. Oh, we all know that crime doesn't pay, but let me tell you what, when you're in the middle of that thing, when you're in the middle of the smuggling deal with the big ships and the cigarettes out there and your folks loading that square grouper up and you're going at 60 miles an hour with $1 million worth of stuff on you, it's fascinating. There's an enormous, enormous attraction to that stuff that'll get somebody who doesn't have a moral compass. Next thing I know, I'm climbing over walls in Cuernavaca, Mexico. They say you can't rob anybody in Palm Springs or Beverly Hills. Don't tell me that, Jack. I'm on my way. And it got good. Society column said that a woman in Palm Beach had bought a 42-carat emerald-cut diamond. That's about the size of a domino. A diamond about the size of a domino. He paid $750,000 for it. And the fence, the guys that buy the hot jewelry said, "I'll put $350,000 in your pocket if you can bring that to me." So one night I brought it to him. My partner and I dropped off in Palm Beach. And let me tell you what, if you're a jewel thief, Palm Beach is like Yankee Stadium for a baseball player. This is the big time here. You drop off there, you better have your stuff together. Later that evening, I introduced that wild, crazy socialite to Mr. Duct Tape, and she let me borrow her Rolls Royce and her big diamond, and I took it back to, what are you laughing at? And I took it back to Miami, Coral Gables. I called my man, I said, "Show me the money." We got over there, we got the partying, and I'm calling the airlines to go to Acapulco, and we're doing it's on, man. And the guy said, wait a minute. He looked under the light, and he got his loop out, his little magnifying glass, and said, she got you, Slick. I said, what? He said, you got the copy, you got the counterfeit, this is the phony. See, when Elizabeth Taylor and the big stars have those big rings on, they don't wear those to Kmart. They keep them in the lock, keep them locked up. You know, they got something that looks good. I said, but it's in a platinum setting, and there's a ring lock on it. Those are little things on those big stones that tell you that this is the real stuff. He said, yeah. He said, but if you put a little heat on that thing, put a little pressure on that stone, it'll just crumble, it'll fall apart. He said, you got the phony. So my partner and I said, okay. So we did a little research. A woman lived in the Hamptons. So we headed to the Hamptons in New York. The Hamptons is the north end of Long Island. And we were going to get busy out there. But while we're up there, we're going to the fashion shows and going to the Broadway plays. We're doing the Hollywood. We're doing the Broadway whole thing in New York. At a penthouse apartment and living the dream. We went to the museum, went to the art galleries and all, and so we go into the Museum of American History, and up there on the fourth floor. This is the same museum that Robin Williams did that movie, A Night at the Museum, right? But you go into this room, you go through these sliding doors that at night are locked, and right inside are all these cases. Now, they got a lot of junk in there, a lot of coal and just rocks and all that, but right, the big stuff is right in the middle there. And so we walk by, and here is the Lung Ruby, the most famous ruby in the world, Star Ruby. Here's the Midnight Sapphire, the largest black sapphire in the world. And in the middle of this is the Star of India, the largest sapphire in the world. And I looked at my partner. I said, what do you think? He said, listen to them. They'll talk to you. And they were talking to us. And they were saying, take me to Miami. A few nights later, we took them to Miami. But we knew we were running so wild then, and people knew we were in town, and I told my partner, I said, that we're going to prison. But at that point in life, we just didn't care. You know, you do stupid stuff. We did stupid stuff, and a few days later, they kicked the doors off our penthouse apartment, and we went to Rikers Island Penitentiary in New York. Went to the Tombs in New York City. The Tombs is a jail downtown. They put me up on the eighth floor. They call it Celebrity Row. These were the front page guys up there. And in the cell next to me was Crazy Joe Donahue. They had him indicted on 17 murder charges, contract killings for the mob. And I'd been in there about 2 weeks, and they put a guy in the cell next to me. So I said to the runaround, the inmate that feeds you and cleans up the place, I said, what's happening with the guy over here? He said, that's John Butler, 31X. He just killed Malcolm X this morning. For the next 8 months, I played chess with those guys every day. And then I went to Rikers Island for another 18 months. 5,600 men, 95% of them in there are heroin addicts. Different world. I lived on a wing, 400 guys on the wing, 14 white boys on that wing. About 20 Hispanic guys on that wing. Let me tell you what, that's a long way from the beaches of Miami and Cocoa Beach. But it's an adventure. Incredible adventure.